would they use the terms like husband and wife?
I think so.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce those for me?
Husband and wife.
Okay. But that's what they would call it. Okay. And now you mentioned you went to church. Some other pronunciation items I was wanting to have. At the church, during the service, the minister usually gets up and preaches, and they call that a what?
Well, just a service, I guess.
We'd call it a sermon?
Service.
A service? Would you ever use
it? Service.
Okay. The time when he gets up and preaches, would they call that a sermon?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that for me?
Sermon?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your children. You say you have a couple of daughters and a son. Are they still in this area?
No, the son lives in Commerce City.
Okay.
Has been there since soon after he was married.
Okay.
And the two of the daughters live in Nebraska. One's in Dual County and another 15 miles north of Chapel. Oshkosh is their post office, but they're about halfway between Chapel and Oshkosh, so they're at home as much in Chapel as they are. And they have three sons and a daughter, and the daughter lives in Sterling. She's married, and the sons are in Chapel. Two of them are carpenters, and the third is working for a rancher, farmer.
Did they go to school beyond high school? Did any of them go to?
No, just through high school.
Okay.
Now the daughter went to Colby, Kansas. She took a course in therapy.
Okay.
Physical therapy.
And where was that at? That was at a
Colby, Kansas. It's a smaller college in northwestern Kansas.
Okay. Now, folks go to school to get a what? They go to school to get an
education.
Okay. Now, is there a place here in Julesburg or in Sedgwick where you can go and check out books?
Sure.
And what is that called?
Library.
Okay. I'm wondering, growing up, did your mother or father have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, my mother had two brothers and one sister. My father had, I think three brothers. And perhaps five sisters.
Okay. What did you call those people? They were your what? The brothers and sisters?
Uncles and.
Okay. And did you have brothers and sisters as well?
I had one brother and three sisters.
Okay. Now, did they have children? I'm wondering what you would call their children. You would call them...
They're my nieces and nephews.
Okay. Okay. Now, in the early days, when you went to school, were most of the teachers men? Or were they... Most of them were...
Most of them were women.
Women. Okay.
There were some men, but most of them were women.
Okay. Did they have a name for a woman teacher back then? Would they have called her a school marm ever?
Oh, possibly. Okay. Some, just depend who
it was.
Just who was. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Generally, we referred to them as our teachers.
Okay. Okay. Now, the folks that we've been talking about, you're like your brothers and sisters and your grandparents, all those people together are what? They are called your what? Would you call them your relatives?
Yes.
Or would you ever call them relations, or would it just be relatives?
Relatives, I think.
Okay. And